Hey guys, just a short announcement before we start the episode. I want to thank you for listening, first of all. I want to tell you about the second annual Boston Festival of Indie Games, which will be held on Saturday, September 14th, 2013 at the Stratton Student Center and the Johnson Athletic Center on the MIT campus. A celebration of independent game development in a variety of media and genres. Boston Festival of Indie Games is free and open to the public. Festival attendees play video games, tabletop games, and live-action role-playing games in a casual, inclusive environment, plus attend film screenings and keynote talks. To register to attend and to receive regular festival updates, visit www.bostonfig.com. The Boston Festival of Indie Games is a celebration of independent game development with emphasis on the New England and neighboring regions. The Boston Festival of Indie Games seeks to support and showcase the efforts of independent game developers by providing a free public event that encourages attendees to share and interact with games in various media, including video games, location-based games, and tabletop games. Produced under the nonprofit auspices of Be Epic, a Boston location games production group, the Boston Festival of Indie Games is focused on creating an intersection between community, academic, and independent interests in gameplay. The MIT Game Lab brings together scholars, creators, and technologists to teach, conduct research, and develop new approaches to applied game design and construction. Ranked by the Princeton Review as one of the top 10 schools to study video game design in North America, the MIT Game Lab maintains MIT's role as a leader in the study, design, and development of games. The MIT Game Lab's goal is to explore, educate, and engage the public by creating groundbreaking games, interactive online courses, and new applications to real-world challenges. Boston Indies is a community of dedicated independent game developers in Massachusetts and the surrounding area. Boston Indies works to foster a sense of community among Boston's independent game developers, facilitate monthly meetups and other related community events, encourage developers to create games independent of large budgets and large company ties, provide a safe environment to obtain critical feedback on game development works in progress, and serve as a brain trust for important information sharing among local independent developers. Press can register now to attend Boston Festival of Indie Games. Check out dicestruction.blogspot.ca for the press registration link. And now, on to the episode. Okay, welcome to the Dicestruction Podcast.
Episode.
Fuck. Episode 80. We are in round two of Axis and Allies Anniversary. My name is David Hayes. To my left is...
Bunjamin, man. Mouthful of food.
Matt, El Rojo 33.
And
Razor.
Razor Rayman. They're the Allies. Muggsy and I are the Axis. And we're ready to go with Germany as soon as Muggsy empties his pie hole.
Or fills
one more bite.
One more bite.
Does Germany get to go first every time?
Yep.
That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, the turnout. What do you mean? Let's let America go first this time. We'll go back and forth.
We did that once.
Whoa. To America, and then America back all the way to Germany.
We set up Classic and played it backwards.
By the way, the Jays are winning 9-0 in the top of the sixth.
Oh, wow. Ooh. I'm not a fan of the Jays.
I'm not a fan of baseball. Love playing it. Hate watching it. Don't follow it.
Dude, there's nothing like sitting at the ballpark watching a baseball game.
Well, do you remember?
There is more than that. There's lots more than that. Anything.
I didn't say there wasn't anything else. I said there's nothing like it.
No, anything else is better. Or like it. Doesn't matter. Chuck.
Such a metro man.
Go see a cricket match in Australia. There's nothing better than that. Yeah, the thing lasts all day.
Oh, yeah?
And Australians are fucking crazy. They'll bring a cooler full of canned beers into the stadium. And then you just sit there and drink your own beer all day.
With your throw me downs.
You know what? If it wasn't 140 degrees in Australia, I'd fucking sit there in a second.
Western Australia is not that.
No.
Not
like that. You know what? I've never met an Australian I didn't like. Hmm.
Go there and you'll meet a few.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure. I have a small sampling of it. Yeah. I've only met the rich ones that can afford to come to the other side of the world.
There's a lot of fucking jerks in Australia, let me tell you.
Where the women glow and the men chunda.
A buddy of mine went there. I can't remember where he was, Sydney or Perth. But they got legalized prostitution there.
Hey.
He said it was fucking fantastic. He goes in, the girl says, is this much for 15 minutes, is this much for half an hour, and is this much for an hour? And he goes, I'll take the half hour. She
and goes, oh, that's pretty cool. And most people just take the 15 minutes.
Do you have a 4.5 minute special, please?
Do you have a minute special?
I get money back if I finish early.
If I don't get any on you, do I get a discount?
Fucking renting is the way
I brought my own towel.
Supposedly Levi had one, got some extra time, and started giving her a stand-up.
That's hilarious. I got time left.
Do you want to know about the Timmy's routine?
Oh my god. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
As if you're not allowed to leave.
Yeah, you can't leave.
15 minutes left. What are you going to do now, buddy?
That's hilarious.
Just one time.
Bang account.
Yeah, that's
holy shit.
Good.
That's funny.
Body.
All right, Germany.
All right, cock.
Can you help Japan out? I fucked up.
I think I'm going to take the cock right now. What do you think?
That's a big stack of dudes.
Yeah, but I can take guys from here. I got these dudes and this tank. And no offshore, bro. That'd be sweet.
Put it in the battle cal.
Five.
Awesome.
You better leave more than 5 units there.
He's got 13 twos.
13 twos?
I would have
you can't get your fighters,
four man. Ones. No. Would I want a three or a couple twos? I always go over the twos. You know me and the twos.
Just doing a pre-roll on the 13 twos?
Bomber.
You can't do that. Yeah. Why not? There's no practicing.
One.
It does that. It looks like crazy.
It's not my turn.
Fucking rolls and,
we have a strict rule about throwing dice during the game. You do not throw dice during the game.
Wow.
Because you're like working out your bad odds or whatever's coming next.
Yeah, but then when you roll six ones, you know you ain't going to do that for real.
Exactly.
I rolled six ones.
One, two, three, four.
Kenny came in with six fighters in the UK.
Just a bomber can make it.
Hey, you're fucking stupid.
I
don't know, man. I'm not going to replace as fast as he is. You think so?
Britain was bombing me in Germany.
I don't know, man.
They just kept buying more and more bombers, and I wasn't hitting any of them.
Two tanks and a couple
guys.
Coming
with six bombers.
If I just move all these in
here.
I put everything into Ukraine right now.
Awesome. Yeah.
No.
He's going to put four more guys down. I'll have... And move three guys. He'll
Kenny came in with six players.
He'll put seven guys
and I had
there, maybe
and
seven,
I had every
eight,
ACAC.
Nine,
yeah,
or that's, even eight.
Yeah. That doesn't
maybe
answer
two tanks.
No.
What kind of move can you put on?
And I will have. I'll be putting in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'll be putting nine guys in. He can put a possible nine guys.
Yeah. And you can take a step towards Karelia as well.
I could.
You mean. Put red into, or Poland
put,
into
yeah,
Ukraine.
Yeah, conglomerate it. The red
if
and the brown
lose,
together.
If you win that fight, he can't fucking take it back. Unless you've got, like, one guy. He's throwing infantry at you. His tanks can reach.
But what I'm saying is, if I don't attack the cock, and I put red and brown together,
huh?
Oh,
and
with
his
tank,
out of there.
For the next time, I'm putting down...
I didn't think
you
were going to lose
I'll put
this round.
10 guys, he can put a possible
nine.
He's going to take
it. And then you've got... Your Berlin troops.
Actually, well, ten, nine,
five
nine, 10, 11.
Yeah,
so 13. I come in with five.
I fucking got to do it now almost.
If he leaves four guys there, I got
actually,
a chance of getting back.
Ten,
but then
11,
he's going to be in position.
12 infantry.
Fuck.
And five tanks.
Yeah,
lots of tanks. That's tough to say, man. Almost got to go for it now.
It's fucking risky, but...
Well, after dinner, man.
But what I mean...
You know what? A round two fucking attack on the cock...
Oh, I see the after dinner mint coming.
It could be a chocolate on your pillow when you wake up.
But if I whittle this big fucking stack, that's the only thing he's
got.
And then I've got this coming back. With two tanks. I'll have two tanks.
You know what? If you roll shit first round, you pull back and you got a huge force in Ukraine. All right. Right?
I think you can. I think
we were going to live off of nothing.
What are you buying?
Yeah, I have a kind of a restricted diet. So I got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis this year.
Oh, Jesus.
It took about a year to get the diagnosis.
Two tanks, three and three.
From our
one.
Special diet.
I'm
not
six,
supposed to smoke, obviously.
Nine, perfect.
But this, I use instead of the pain medication that they give me, which just spaces me out.
You can justify anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the doctor...
You could get
a card. Yeah.
Nice.
License.
Yeah. So, I just have to show a pattern of it working.
Right.
Well said.
It works for a lot of shit, man. They should drive it more often.
They're anal.
The shit they got on it is ridiculous, you know?
Like, I know.
In the States, it's even worse. It's
brutal. They spend $9 million.
You get busted with weed, it's the same as getting busted with fucking coke or heroin.
We've got $9 million a year into holding people that have been busted with like dime bags and fucking shit like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But it's becoming more accepted in the States, like
Colorado,
they legalized it.
Mendocino.
And Washington is legalized. Mm-hmm. Right?
So the West Coast, that's where it's going to start.
What about Mendocino?
Oh, yeah.
Two tanks.
She had that Mendocino Beano.
Three and three.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that a five or?
Yeah, it's just easier if I tell you guys.
One tank.
That's up front.
One tank.
Yeah, yeah. So if there's anything you don't want to see,
one tank or
cut out, just say.
$6.
Edit.
Three and three.
No problem.
Or just say.
Jesus.
And then you have to cut it out.
Then you have to see, now he has to cut that out.
Yeah.
And then I have to listen real careful. You don't understand how fucking tired I am.
One time he might drink whiskey and he might miss it.
I was just fucking exhausted. And I dozed off and I think I missed a half an hour. I don't know what, because I don't listen back to him often.
Right.
So I don't know what was in there. Like, this guy could have been talking about exterminating the fucking Jews, and
it
would have been in the fucking podcast.
You know, one thing I noticed, which I think is great, is even when Ray's drunk, he has these, like, very poignant moments of lucidity where he's narrating to the listeners, and you guys are obviously not here. That's when he has his best stuff.
Yeah.
He's like Pokeroo.
We had
Pokeroo.
I love Pokeroo.
That's funny.
Well, we had a guy suggest to us that what we should do
I've never listened to one.
No.
When it's your turn, let's say it's your turn.
I always find myself in that position.
He says Muggsy and I should walk out. You guys discuss your strategy. And we're not talking over, you know, like, because we'll get talking, and there's a couple times already I've noticed I'm going to have to take stuff out because I'm talking to him and you're talking to him.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we stepped out while you were doing your turn and discussing your strategy, it's it makes it, you know, a little for a better podcast.
Yeah. I think
this is a fucking really loose environment.
Brown.
We're not trying to fucking win any awards or anything. We're just having fun getting drunk and playing the game. And I don't give a
participating
shit.
Participating in social media. I think it's great. Hey, my shield's on that map there.
Oh, you're Irish?
Yeah.
Oh, see, we love you.
Morley, bottom right-hand corner somewhere. It's red and white. Bottom right-hand corner. Down in there somewhere.
See, I'm not racist, but now that I know you're Irish, I love you more.
Ron Morley, right?
The opposite.
Dave? Grass and the yellow back there.
Dave? We're not racist, but now that we know he's Irish, we like him more.
Yes.
You know, everybody else starts at ground zero.
All right. Bomber?
Actually, we pick on everybody.
It's a plus and minus
four.
Right?
Yeah. No, we pick on them all. We love picking on people. Even from our own background.
We do need a little more
gender
diversity
one,
in here. If we could get
broads,
it'd be a lot better.
No, all you female listeners, go away.
What are you talking about?
Don't listen. Turn it off right now.
They don't
I don't know
play.
If there's any girls who play Axis and Allies.
None.
So
there yeah,
is,
Tabitha and Serene.
No.
There's a girl. Serena. Well, you know what? With the internet, you never know, but I assume she's a girl. Commander Jennifer, she's one of the moderators on
right.
AxisandAllies.org. She's long-winded, but she's Russian, so that's okay.
Well, Serene bought a game. She's living in Ottawa.
Oh, yeah.
She has her own game.
Nice.
She played with, what's his name, until she packed him in.
I don't know if it came out in one of the episodes yet or not, but we went up to the liquor store before we started playing the other couple, 4 weeks ago maybe. And we're pulling out, and there's this tiny little fucking table set up on the front lawn just outside the grocery store and the liquor store. And I pull around the fucking corner, and this guy, like a fucking kid, Axis and Allies, Axis and Allies! What the fuck? Fuck yeah, we're going to play Axis and Allies, buddy. Just wait, we'll get there. We're gonna get there. He goes, no, back there. There was a fucking 1986 version of fucking Axis and Allies sitting, fucking standing up, and he caught it. So we fucking do a U-E, we go back in.
Was it a garage sale or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we're like, he goes, what are you asking for?
Oh, we're trying to all be calm.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sitting in the car, they're all looking
vibrating
at
vibrating in your
they're
seat.
They're like, I don't know, it's Grandpa's. We'll go and see what he wants for it. Grandpa comes out, he goes, I don't know, $3. $3? Had everything in it. And I'm sitting in the car, smirking. I'm like, I'm going to fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Ray pulls out a five. I go, just keep it, old man.
He was so excited he tipped him with my money.
He's like, what the fuck?
All right, I'm ready to go.
$3.
So I found a brand new original Milton Bradley Game Master Series.
That's right.
In the fucking plastic.
Where?
In Belleville.
Oh, Belleville.
$20 for
it. What, at the Quinty Mall?
No, just on Kijiji.
That's awesome.
$20 in the plastic.
I bought one for $20 on eBay, but it was $20 to have it delivered, so it cost me about $40.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, this motherfucker gets it for $3.
Shit.
Plus tip.
Yeah, but so I bought that. It's still got it in the plastic.
That's, the goes around comes around.
Yeah. Mine,
they're not worth
I
anything.
I paid $40 and I threw in $2 extra.
No, what I'm talking about is I gave both my original games away. One to Josh, one to Isaac.
Yeah.
Took on yours, which was a big adjustment for me. I missed that box. Hey, that box was important.
I was thinking about bringing it to the event in September and putting it up as a prize for a game.
Hey, Randy. What's karma going to get me to do today? What do you want from me, karma?
I fucking love that show.
Man. I know. And he's always got
Why don't you grab the Sapporo?
Tom Green's going to be in our new movie.
Oh, you're talking Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
We're talking My Name is Earl.
Oh, shit. No, yeah, that's funny. That guy's new show is even funnier.
Raising Hope.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Whose show is that?
The writer?
Yeah,
you told me that.
Garcia.
Raising Hope is fucking hilarious. From the first, we had no idea what it was. Right? We got Netflix and fucking picking up for Signal.
It's on Netflix, yeah.
And,
Japanese beer made in America.
Yeah. Actually made in Canada. I was buying this shit when I was living in Mexico, and the cans we were getting in Mexico were from Guelph.
Crazy. Yeah, right from the first
in Mexico?
Yeah, hilarious. The father is just...
Bert.
He's hilarious.
I like the one where he scares his kid every hour.
Just throw one of the boxes over there, right?
In Mima. Right, he's kind of like Mima, and he has these moments of lucidity, right?
Mama. She's great. No one's doing her.
That one chick that sings those tunes all the time makes me laugh too. With the tooth
and the roller skating guy. What's his name?
Dan. Roller skating.
Dancing Dan.
That's it.
Phyllis Diller. I was watching
Phyllis Diller.
Young Frankenstein last week.
Oh yes.
She fucking looks like she's always looked like an old lady.
Who? Phyllis Diller.
Yeah, but she is so funny. I love her.
She's got a great get up. That's
Young her. Frankenstein was what fucking Gene Wilder was alive. That was late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, I think it was 81 or
now
79.
Now it's fucking almost
30,
over 30 years later, and she looks the same. Just
who's
a little
that,
older.
Mima? Or Mama?
Yeah, it's Phyllis Diller.
She's trying to quit smoking. Fuck.
Did she used to be on the Mary Tyler Moore show?
That Constant
yes.
No, that's a
song
that's
she has to, like,
Florence something.
Thing,
no, but she was too.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't feel like
Phyllis Diller. Are you ready?
She was married to somebody. She was somebody.
You done your bowl? You ready to roll some dice now?
Yeah, his name is Fang.
Because I'm coming into the cock and I tell him.
Remember Fang?
Cock. Defend your cock.
Germany coming into the cock with everything.
You got an ack. Everything I can reach is coming.
Anakak, right now.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of those old shows on Netflix.
Like they're getting more old shows. Yeah. Bewitched is on there now. Yeah. Ray's got a hard on for Elizabeth Montgomery.
If you tap into the American Netflix, they already have all
the
shows.
They got a lot of it,
right?
We went to
Buffalo. How do you do that? My
for Valentine's
that.
Day.
Change your DNS to it.
Yeah, you got to fuck around with a proxy and shit. I don't know how to do that, but we went to Buffalo. And when you go over there, it picks up the American.
Right, of course, where we are.
Battle Leaner.
But you can do it here.
I don't know how.
There's a proxy program you can get for Google, the Google browser. What's it called?
Chrome.
Yeah, there's a proxy app that you can get, and it just puts the Netflix icon on your bar up in the right hand corner.
You
click on it, and it connects to the American one. It automatically finds the DNS.
Cool.
That's good. And,
buddy,
and,
look at the hits.
I've been using.
Suck it.
Awesome. One channel, or let me watch this.
Yeah, let me watch
this.
So many fucking ads, though. Guy gave me a different address, a .to address. Said, check this one out, it's better. I just haven't looked at it yet.
You just got to know the sources to use.
Yeah.
Also, try Motion Empire for any television shows. Motion Empire. They don't have any movies anymore because all that shit.
I watched a lot of movies. Like, I caught up all on Sons of Anarchy and.
I got you seven times
because Netflix doesn't have the next season until right before this season will start.
Yeah.
So I was watching Mad Men, and I watched it all on Netflix up to season 3, but season 4 didn't come out until season 5 started, and I'm like, I want to start DVR in season 5.
Yeah.
So I went on Let Me Watch This and watched all of season 4 of Mad Men.
For TV, honestly, Motion Empire is better.
Motion Empire?
Yeah. I've got to
write that down.
MotionEmpire.com.
All right, Cock, what do you got left?
Yeah.
You got a pencil, right? You got a pencil over there?
He's got 5 guys left after one round. It's amazing. Two
pencil, and behind the fence.
Yeah, he's let me watch this for movies, but for TV, I always use ads.
It's just brutal. And you got to go to 3 different things before you get one that'll actually start downloading.
You got to set your pop-up blockers. And
all right.
And then what about, do you watch sports on the internet at all?
No, I just watch
If there's ever a game you want to watch or a race or anything like that, anything sports related, firstrow.eu.
And I might be able to save myself $60 a month.
I canceled my cable. I just have the internet now. I went for like a higher speed with more data, so I pay like $75 a month.
One, two, three, four.
It's really fast. So I can stream shit, and I have 150 gigabytes data. So
I think we got 90.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Firstrow.eu.
EU?
Yeah. That'd be good, because
Parker,
don't get a lot of Red Sox games around here. I used to pay for that $30 a month for sports package.
Come on, 3-3.
I just canceled at the end of baseball season, but now I'm not home that much, so I just
finish them all.
You watch them all on there. You watch them all.
I prefer listening to a baseball game than watching.
Me too. No.
Yeah, XM was great.
Clear the battlefield.
The American one's a lot better, but it's difficult. You gotta go over there to Best Buy and buy an XM gift card.
Yeah.
Because they won't even take a Canadian credit card. They'll say you have to go get
me
the
twice.
Canadian XM, right?
So you had to buy the one that they sell at the stores, right?
Rush. Yeah. Germany up 4.
Yeah, a buddy of mine lived in Texas for about 3 or 4 years, and he had his XM radio down there, and he brought it with him.
Yeah.
And he moved back to Toronto.
Yeah, it still works up here, but...
Yeah, but he had to do the same thing. He'd go down to Buffalo and buy...
Shuffle.
He ended up getting somebody he knew down there to mail them to him after a while, though.
Yeah, I want to get a U.S. address postal box over there because my kid, he's into shoes now, right? He saves up his allowance. He gets $20 a week. He saves it up till he's got $120 and he buys a pair of Supras, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he can find a lot more stuff on the internet, but it costs like $60 to have
Lundy's Lane, 2 pair for $30.
Nah, he's not buying fucking shit like that. He's buying stuff like...
Is he paying for it?
Yeah.
Is he?
He saves his money up. He's good with it.
He'll learn.
But... $110 a year, I could get one just on the other side of the lower bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking 5-minute drive when it's,
you got everything when it's dead. Right?
Or you could stimulate the Canadian
economy. I don't fuck yourself. Canadian economy. They want $60. I'm getting it from over there anyway because you can't get it here, right?
Well, then you don't need it. If you can't buy it in Canada, don't buy it.
Out of your fucking mind. Canada offers nothing. It's like a communist
country. You know what? They want me to buy goods in Canada from Canadian retailers and fucking sell for the same price.
Yeah. No fucking shit.
We got one tank left. I'm just busting balls.
No shit.
And that's the way I feel about it.
So many places in the States will give you free shipping, right?
Yeah.
In the States. To have it shipped to Canada costs you an extra $40. And that's not going to Canada. That's going to the U.S. Postal Service or to fucking FedEx. So, I might as well pay $100 a year, get this address, and then
it's a good idea.
I can get everything delivered for free and for half price because Canadian sites you don't get any fucking discount.
No.
In the States, there's it's no like buy our shit. It's all fucking
Because it's competitive. It's competitive marketplace, right? So.
Right. Don't worry. I spend a lot of money in Canada.
Yeah. Where do you pay your mortgage? Where do you pay your taxes? Where do you pay your
However, Canada doesn't offer what America does.
No.
It will if we keep going. We just got 100,000 new people.
If these fucking retailers over here would start thinking, hey, we're giving a lot of money to the States, how about if we be a little more competitive instead of fucking monopolize everything and say,
there's only 34 million
cell phone companies over here. Shit, everybody charges the same and it's way too much. I'm paying $90 a month for myself.
Actually, come December 2nd, though, CRTC ruling, so if you've got a contract coming up, let it expire and fucking get a new one after December 2nd, because after 2 years, you can get out of any contract, no costs, no matter what, as of December 2nd. And the maximum charge they can give you on extra data from now on, from December 2nd forward, is $50.
Oh, yeah?
That's the maximum
extra. I don't generally go over on my data.
I don't either, but I've heard horror stories about
it. Oh, my God. Like, yeah, but what are you doing? Watching porn?
Well, that's the thing.
All these people don't know. Like, they open up their smartphone, and they're like, oh, I'll click on
YouTube,
Netflix.
Yeah.
I'll watch a Netflix movie, and I'm in Mexico. This is cool. Hey, yeah. Watching a Canadian movie on Netflix in Mexico on the beach. Yeah, and then they get home, and it's a $400 bill, and they're like, shit, I didn't really like that movie.
Yeah.
But it happened. Like, people do that. A friend of my mom's did it, right?
Yeah. So you're talking about so many fucking teenagers got them, right? And they don't go, oh, my dad's going to be mad if I watch this. They just fucking, they go on YouTube on 3G, and it's all fucking data, right? You get 1 gig. You go on YouTube for an hour.
The funny thing is, you can almost drive down the street and pick up 5 different wireless connections.
Yeah,
more people are smarter now.
No, I know, but even just go to a even if you're at Tim Hortons,
McDonald's,
you can do anything you need to do online. If,
like, yeah, but their bandwidth is so narrow. It takes
slow,
forever.
Does it?
Yeah, and sometimes some of them won't allow you to download more than 500.
McDonald's used to have a ban on YouTube. You go to McDonald's and it's a
You can't
but now they have open,
open source.
It's
going
to be more. Like, I read a story about New Orleans after the hurricane. Mm-hmm. They had plans, of course, all these contractors come in and they want to say, hey, you got money to spend.
Here's an invoice.
Government money. They wanted to put hotspots all over town so you couldn't be anywhere in New Orleans where you couldn't pick up a free hotspot. And it's a cool idea, but, you know, it's some contractor trying to make money off
that's
the government.
That's San Francisco, they did it, right?
Google
and Microsoft.
Six. Have you seen the balloons?
Yeah,
the
that's
balloons.
14.
Cool. But in San Francisco, Google and Microsoft, they spent their own money. They didn't charge the city. They didn't charge people for usage to put hotspots all over the entire city. And
it's
an experiment,
benefit, right?
Right.
More people going on their site, more advertising money they get.
Well, it was an experiment for their bandwidth as well, right? And they shut some of them down, like in the outskirts. But now, anywhere you are in San Francisco, on your Wi-Fi, you know, your little Wi-Fi thing, full bars.
Nice.
Everywhere you go.
Oh. And flowers in your hair.
Flowers in your hair.
I took the talk, by the way. You weren't paying attention.
Oh, fuck, it wasn't. Holy shit.
That's okay. Germany's done. They took the cock with one tank left. But I took out more than half of his units.
It down.
Yeah. Second round.
I got a tank and artillery and a whole lot of fucking meat shields.
Is going to be
so I'll talk at once while I go over my turn. No big deal.
Whisper towards the microphone.
If I just take this.
No, it'll have to be next turn, right? Yeah. Which I think he's going to come in with Red Army. With the red.
Look at that bottle.
That's cool.
So it might be third. It might be three rounds.
How much effort it took to make that bottle, and we just fucking drank it.
Isn't that a beautiful bottle?
We just drank it 5 minutes. Oh, dare we? We should have drank it in 15.
You go over to Russia.
At least triple.
There's no picket fence in Russia. It's all iron. Wrought iron fences everywhere. There's
so
no friggin' picket fence.
Junk is
so they use their wood for fuel for so many.
They need to get out here
for a little
while.
Or they break it up
into tons of ore.
They've got tons of steel. Them in China that swing steel deals like crazy.
Chinese steel used to be shit.
Steel
it's good
deals?
Now though.
Yeah, get all the impurities out of it. So what I could do is instead of two infantry, I'll go an infantry and an artillery.
Yeah.
Oh. It's time to turtle.
Koshnania.
I hear you though.
It's time to turtle with the.
Revolvernaya.
I still am going to rely on
that means.
UK transport somewhere down the line, but
yeah.
Okay, as it goes, I'm coming into here with one.
You gonna do it?
Three. These two tanks.
That's what he wants you to do, though, so he can finish off the rest of your units.
Come on, what's going to happen?
Fucking give it to him.
Come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly.
That's a few, obviously. But.
Do it, full bore, Moscow, round 4.
Fuck off.
You go fuck out, eh?
You go fuck off, see?
Go fuck off.
Fuck you, buddy.
The Italian boss who actually, that night, that story, he actually, that actually happened to us. We were working at a, installing a pool hall in downtown Toronto. A bunch of Ukrainian painters and wall-making guys, I call them.
Drywallers. Show some respect.
Nah, but they paint and they paper. They do all
They
shit.
Do it all, yeah.
So they make the whole wall.
They do
Anyways,
it all.
Anyways, we were in there. We were putting. We had like 12 pool tables to set up, and we had to do it all in one day. It was not fucking easy. It was on the second floor. So we wanted them out of the way so we could get all the shit up. And so he goes to their foreman, and he's like, hey, your guy's here. Fuck. They're all over the walls. I need the space. And he gives the guy $20 and he goes, I give you this $20 so you can tell your guys to go fuck off. And my Italian accent is terrible, but and this Ukrainian guy is like,
yeah, they would.
And he goes, you want to give me $20 to tell my guys to fuck off? You know? He's like, no, fuck off. Go fuck off. He's making, he can't, listeners, you can't see, but he's making this gesture with his hand.
Yeah.
Gesture,
they got to put the cuff in.
Take a fucking walk, huh?
And I'm standing like 10 feet away from them watching this unfold. Going, I can't believe this is actually happening. This That's is funny. The joke, and it's happening in front. Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, yeah, that is funny. I've seen it a few times too.
That's happened during the falls, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. When I was working at my old company, we had this guy who was Chinese. Transformer. You got to hook up the transformer all the time. Like, so it's hard to understand him. And then we had this guy who was
doing
Irish,
this one
like,
right
Irish,
here.
Irish, like, really
this oh, one
look,
right
look,
here.
Look at the fucking squid over there. I said, what?
Yes.
The squiddle.
Russia.
The squiddle? The squirrel.
It's moving two infantry and two artillery.
I was like, oh my God. So from those two were on a job and they're trying
Norway.
To communicate.
Oh my God.
I can't understand them. And they can, you know what I mean? They're
yeah,
like,
dog
oh,
with only four twos.
I got an attack run on your
an
R-16.
What?
I got one of you right there.
He's going from Karelia into Finland.
This is one of the ugliest
Finland.
Dogs I've ever seen.
What's that?
One of the ugliest dogs.
Oh, how can you pet that?
Squirrel. I got a fun game I like to play.
That's hilarious.
You take a song with the word girl in it. Change it to squirrel.
Never kissed a squirrel?
It just fucking,
He's 38 years old.
Thing.
Never kissed a squirrel.
Never kissed a squirrel.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story? All about the squirrel that came to
say. She's the kind of squirrel.
You want so much it makes you
How
sorry.
Did you get
a
good?
Just Still one? You don't regret a single day.
Yeah,
instead of squirrel.
I'm just thinking that I'm running all through my mind right now. Going, yeah.
When I sing that,
Billie
I think
Jean?
Of the fucking squirrel from SpongeBob. What's her fucking name?
You got one?
Why'd you roll?
Oh, I forget.
I like SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while since
I've
seen
her. She's a butch. I like her.
I'm still coming to Tooth.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
there's
God.
A squirrel underwater. I'm not sure.
Yes. Oh, God.
She's got a.
She got
that's right.
She lives in a bubble.
Oh, junk.
Hit.
Oh.
No.
Oh, girl. Scandinavians are fucking crazy.
You guys are impossible. Oh, over there.
Gotta keep going.
Love Scandinavian women.
All right, down here.
Did you stop
one,
here?
Oh, I got no guys left.
Oh, what about these guys?
No.
You didn't bring them? No. You didn't bring them?
I came in with four guys.
Okay.
Guys have to go elsewhere. Right.
Dude.
One, two, three, four, five. Five and two.
Here, let me give you this.
He spent all his hits killing me in Buryatia. I can't believe I didn't hit him fucking once there.
What five ones is nothing.
Cunt. Where is he going now?
Here.
Oh, he's going.
Oh, the cock.
Beautiful.
You got a freak?
I got two of you. I got you.
Beard.
Did you miss?
He killed Colossus.
Didn't sound like
a miss. We have to take Colossus off.
Yeah. Never.
Tiger?
Tiger tank? Tiger tanks, yeah, they're beauties.
Discman.
Oh, that's the Panzer, isn't it?
That's the King
that's
Panzer.
Tiger.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's the one that came from 41.
Yeah.
Two
Tiger. And then the Tiger 2 was after that, which was the
Four
King
and
Tiger.
Four, please.
And
right. Scoreboard
was
guy.
A little more oblong, like a little longer and skinnier.
I wanted
four
to get
and four on the scoreboard.
Thinking about
Russia
getting
down,
the HPG.
Russia up four.
I was thinking about getting
Germany
the HPG
four,
ones.
Thank you.
They're a little more detailed,
mm-hmm.
but I had so many of those from 41, I'm like,
yeah.
But
But they have a nice fucking heavy artillery piece.
Yes, I like that. It's
fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
And they got the ME 262s, the jet fighters. Mm-hmm. I want to get some of them. I love their stuff.
And they have the Junkers from Global as well, right?
Yeah. Awesome. No, that's from 41 as well. No, I'm thinking the HE-111.
You can submerge him, right?
Yeah, he doesn't have a destroyer, so nothing can really come after him.
That's what? Sorry?
That's the HE-111 from 41.
That's a sweet nice plane.
Yeah, these are the JU-88s. That's their standard bomber in all the units, really.
Well, I'm talking about the Junker 87.
The JU-87, the tactical. The Stuka.
The tactical bomber, the Stuka.
Stuka, yes.
That's the Stuka. Oops.
Yeah, he's there.
That's a pretty cool.
Yeah, that's where he was in Norway.
Yep.
See, I have black ones.
Well, yeah, they're all black.
Yeah, I painted them.
Oh, you painted the bottoms.
Yeah.
He paints the bottoms so they can barrel roll away and non-comp.
Yeah, I see. When I first started doing them, I painted.
I saw the blue.
The blue underneath some of them, yeah. But then I'm like, you never fucking see that. It's a waste of time.
No, the standard was white, right?
Yeah.
The British.
You know the Brits had a fucking
pink one? They went with fog.
Yeah.
A pink fucking Spitfire for dusk and dawn attacks. Yeah,
the time of the day.
Yeah, the
that's
fucking
that's
pink.
When that's the Germans awesome. Started bombing.
I think I got a picture of it. It's fucking, it's really cool that's looking. Really I'm thinking of doing awesome, one actually. Up.
Never knew that.
That's bad ace.
It is, well. It's a little metro, but.
A little metro, especially for the time.
I don't think
Metro was a pink one, Mike.
I will not be flying a pink aeroplane. What do you take me for? Some sort of poofter?
Poof. I love that's my favorite.
Five.
Derogatory.
And what's 27, 28? 28.
I was watching
if we can't laugh at them, who can? Yeah. You know, they don't laugh at themselves.
I was watching Arrested Development and fucking.
Oh, I didn't take the
have you ever seen
Poland.
That?
Oh, I love that
I don't
show.
Like that
Joe,
show.
He's fucking, he's a magician, right? So he's subscribed
George
to
Oscar Bluth.
Yeah, he subscribes to this magazine called Poof Magazine.
Poof
he's like,
magazine,
did
yeah.
you see the new Poof Magazine? And Michael's like, no.
Yeah.
Are you changing sides on this?
Tony's on the cover.
No, it's a magic magazine. Oh, Poof.
Have you seen the new one? The season 4?
No,
on
I'm
Netflix.
In, I just started watching season 2.
Okay.
So I got a lot of catching up. People are complaining that, fuck, I don't have that picture. People are complaining that because they spent so much time and energy getting that crew together, and all the episodes, I guess, are about individual characters.
Yeah, it's the same story from each character's perspective.
Yeah,
what happened after season 3.
So I got I got to get caught up to it, but
it's
hilarious. Love that show.
Oh
man.
My god, the new one is even better. Well, not I wouldn't 34. Say better, but it's just as good.
And sometimes you got to take the internet criticism with a fucking sort of grain of salt.
There's so many trolls out there. I like what I like, right? And I'll make my own decision.
Well,
I'm not a big fan of
that
show.
Yeah, see, some people don't like it.
It
right?
took me about 2 or 3 episodes to go, okay, I get it now, and it's fucking funny. But
for me, it's about the connections they make within their storylines are just so ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know?
And just the little fucking, just the little snipes.
Just
you know,
a
like
little
Will Arnett is the best.
You see, Portia de Rossi, she's sitting at the bar behind her, and the fucking mother is talking to. Because Job got fucking crazy married to this weirdo.
Yep, I remember that.
And she's like, oh, I always wanted a daughter. And you see Portia de Rossi just in the background kind of looking over at her mom. And she goes, and a blonde. And she just fucking picks her drink up and walks off of the fucking stage. It was fucking great.
Have you seen the one where Job's trying to figure out who Hermano is?
Yeah.
And he's using...
We gotta find this Hermano guy.
Hermano, and he uses all these other, like, foreign language words for brother, and he doesn't realize that, like, Hermano is Spanish for brother. He's like, I don't know who this Hermano is that's spending time with my girlfriend, but I gotta find out my mon frère. Which is French for my...
Oh, man. Okay, there's my tanks for Manchu. Oh, you pulled back. Might be able to beat you this time.
I think the West is in the Hurt Locker. I can't afford to send anything that way.
No, bring it all back. Bring it all back.
Well, I made him work for it. I left one guy as a blog. Maybe I'll get a guy.
See, my thinking is, you bring it all back, right? And then he has to decide whether he's going to spend money on ground forces to take Asia,
yep.
or keep up with the boat race.
They get $5 for
filming. Exactly.
And if America wins the boat race, yeah, all the islands down there, it's over.
Yeah. It's time to take it.
Give it back to Britain.
I can wait on Russia.
And then I'll just keep pumping guys.
I think the Philippines will get it back in there.
I'm concerned about that. Right now. But it's only two guys.
Mm-hmm. But I think you get $5 for you.
No,
three.
I don't.
Why, where's the other guy coming from?
Why, Australia? India?
No, I meant Jabs hitting you right now.
Or
oh, yeah, no, he can't.
He can come in with
oh,
two
yeah,
guys.
Oh, yeah, Philippines is one of those. So if I take Philippines, I don't have to worry about Guinea.
Plus three new ones.
You got it. You got
take French Indo back, I need that.
Not the foot holding. It came with an AA gun.
Quite strong in the concrete.
Yeah, it's...
That worked out well.
It did.
But it took away from the north.
Yeah, I can't win in the north. I can't friggin' get Finland.
Hold the line for this guy back and let Britain apply the pressure.
Two
I was going to go to Persia for help, but I couldn't.
22.
So, a clusterfuck of subs?
Save a buck.
Is that what you're saying now, or another battleship?
Seven a destroyer for home.
Carry it.
Load up another carry.
Carry it. So I need, and I need a fighter, yeah. You're going to use the bombers over there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't expect to see them back then. So, carry
your
fighter.
Did you pay to have your ship
removed? I'm going to buy two destroyers.
Yep.
The subs aren't going to help me right now.
No, he's going to buy subs. So
you're going to buy destroyers.
I find, and I think, watching your first two turns, you can kind of play this game the same way as me. It's you react, right? You have a plan.
And you try to stay within that, yeah, and obviously it's going to alter a little bit. I'd like to know what's going on. What do you need over there?
And well, then at that point, we just.
I'm going to leave a guy at home.
Keep sucking yeah. back over there.
Buddy, I know everything.
What?
We should maybe throw a little bit of air force at it. So we
should go next. Alright. Okay, so I'm going to go with just a carrier and just a fighter. Because we got a shitload of cash.
Yeah.
Just
well,
that.
No, no. And,
alright. Yeah, I may as well start big now and then buy the transport.
And then buy the transport.
Yeah, okay.
Get into an arms race.
I just like to see a leapfrog to Africa over there, and that's not happening. And I'm wondering what you're doing. It's just making me nervous.
They don't have it. I think we gotta take control of the Pacific first.
So okay.
If you know, either get him into an arms race or you make a move. With that hardware. Right? And if he doesn't counter by buying a shipload of navy, I'll take his navy out.
Well, he's planning on land already. He's got himself
see,
a factory
yeah, he's
there.
Committed, right? So that's all right.
He wants China out of the picture.
I'm surprised you're going to China. Well, I guess you have to since you wrote it on Manchuria.
He's but probably he's got some bonuses for taking China too.
Right? Yeah, correct.
No, I don't get any China bonuses. But
Japs up one mugs, please.
It's money. No, my bonuses are
one?
For islands,
yep.
For
oh,
capitals,
right.
or for victory cities.
You should double check our cities.
No, we only took one.
I took
Hong Kong.
I took Poland and I took Egypt. And I took Caucasus. Oh no, Caucasus. Yeah, Cock, but you took it back.
Started with five. I took Hong Kong, and you took.
I took Poland and Egypt.
No, you already had Poland. You started with Poland. You took.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Cock, but you good. You lost it.
Lost it. So yeah, it's got to go back.
And we get one for Egypt. That's right there. All right. Japan up one. Nobody down one. For Ningxia.
Nobody down one.
No, China doesn't have money. China. Yeah. I'm going into Philippines. I'm not using the shore barrage.
Philippines.
I'm going to use
two cities.
This shore barrage. Just using the cruiser. This guy I want a non-com out. This transport.
Use him in the offshore barrage. Can't non-com him. He started there.
Okay.
Actually, I can. That way I don't have to worry about non-combat. He's going to come up there and shore barrage and all these fighters.
Oh, then he's already there.
Yeah. He leaves one guy and then he gets pissed when I attack.
It's all part of the political bullshit.
It is. It's the propaganda war. We're dropping flyers all over Asia. like the paint jobs on the Japanese paint.
Yeah, I should have did more of those. Yeah. This is the original one I did like 3 years ago. Yeah. And they're starting to wear. And I like the white ones better.
The zeros?
Well, these here really were more kamikaze, the plain silver.
Towards the end of the year, or the end of the war, they stopped painting them. They're like, fuck that. Just go.
Yeah, the romance of war was
Why
fading.
Would we waste the money on paint when you're just going to die?
And fuel. Paint weighs a lot. I think that's it for
tonight. As long as you got enough fuel to get to where you gotta go.
Let's roll some bones.
Which one? You gonna do the offshore barrage first?
We'll start in French Indo.
Okay. China, Burma?
2 1s, 2 3s. 2 hits.
So when you say 2 1s, 2 3s, you mean that's the order you roll them in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always roll infantry.
Lowest to highest.
I think
yeah.
Did you get
that game?
Yeah,
and the
twice.
Rules.
I only got, they only got one guy.
And the rules it usually specifies, I think, at the beginning.
It does. Lowest
the rules. The only rule it says is that you have to roll all the same
die
type at
the same. Once, right? Yeah. So if you got twos, you got to roll all twos at once. You can't go, I'm going to roll 2 2s for my destroyers and 2 2s for my subs.
The black ones.
I got one hit.
Okay.
The black one's the tank.
Yeah. I did that once. I had fucking different colored dice, and I had a battleship going in with two cruisers, and I'm like, okay, the white ones are the cruisers, and the other one's a battleship, and I roll, and fucking other four guys are like, whoa, you can't do that.
Isaac and I did that to you guys, too, at the beginning. What the hell is that? Yeah.
Japan up to
I actually, I noticed, that reminds me, I noticed you guys were playing one rule a little bit wrong in 1914 with the mines. With the sea mines.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's important.
Yeah.
For the sea mines, you have to, I don't know if you guys corrected it in a later episode or not, but you have to roll each one individually and declare which one you're rolling.
Even if it's two transports?
Even if it's two transports. Well,
that transport
doesn't really matter.
That's what we figured.
Well, it does fix it when it was like two transports or two cruisers
But you're supposed to roll them singly. The whole thing about them rolling singly is that's the odds, right? The odds of getting a one out of
so
a six on one dice
in and you roll
is very
six
high.
Dice, you gotta,
but if
you
add
hit
two,
one by the odds, right? Yeah,
you have a higher chance of getting a one.
Right?
What we did in order to make sure that went the right way, what we did was we said, okay, how about this? You roll for your own mine. So if I'm taking my fleet into a mined seaport,
I roll to see if I got.
I am rolling myself to see if I got through the
minefield,
and I say, okay, you know, battleship made it through.
That's good too, because when you're doing your non-combat moves or your combat moves, the other guy's, you know, doing something else.
Right.
When you're doing your moves and you roll it like that, you're like, they don't have to pay attention.
They don't have
to
pay attention.
Just tell them.
Yeah, we missed. We all missed.
I missed me.
And it is kind of, you know,
if I'm going after you, I need to roll the dice probably. Probably what it would come down to.
In terms of a dynamic thing, right? It's like, yeah, it's you against the mines, right? It's your captain of the ship.
That's right.
Trying to steer through the mines. Roll it yourself, right?
That's right. That's a good idea. Hey, have you ever played a game called B-17, The Flying Fortress?
No.
It's actually a solitaire game, but two people can play.
Miss.
Ooh.
Missed.
Okay.
Oh, I meant Japanese or Chinese defend on a 4, right?
Oh, yeah. One more for Japan. Nobody down. And up here I got.
No, I've never played that game, right?
Actually,
4 1s, 2 3s.
Phew!
Gotcha.
But it sounds interesting.
And.
It is interesting. And it, when you said you roll kind of as if you're maneuvering the ship through the mines, that's. Okay.
Two. That was worth two. Mugs. Mugs.
What?
Team for Japan.
Jabs up two.
But this is kind of historically and politically correct, the China-Japan thing, right?
One and four.
Can you imagine what our world would be today if the Japanese had just wiped out the Chinese in the Second World War? It'd be a very different world.
The last time I went in there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Gotcha,
they would have had resources like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do your offshore?
No.
They would not have surrendered.
Did you hit me?
Oh, let me do the offshore just to see if you get to roll back. I hit you 3 times on my fighters.
Do the offshore.
The offshore misses, so you get to fight back.
Yay!
Shoot down a plane.
That's already a lot.
Shoot down a plane.
Here it comes. Junk.
That's fine. We'll get
it. as if I take the dollar and lose a plane. Rush it down one.
I missed you. You didn't take something off, did you?
I know, but if you did hit me, I would have took the infantry off. I wouldn't have took the fighters off.
Would you really? That'd be all right. I'll poke another one out.
Philippines.
Oh, yeah, if the Jets did that, it would have been unbelievable. They would have had tons of stuff.
Okay.
Store them first.
I got you with the shore barrage in Philippines.
Philippines. I'll roll that.
Yeah, two ones and two threes. Gotcha. You got one shot back at me.
Got a three.
That's good.
That's terrible.
Okay, that's worth two. America down two. Japan up two.
This is not good.
And a city.
No.
Good. Now you're collecting jampers.
Fuck.
Now you get to collect all your bone eyes.
The destroyer can move out.
Bone's eyes.
Bone's eye, bone eye.
It's okay. This always happens in Japan's turn. You look at where they are, and it's like, oh my god, they're huge. They're everywhere. And then you take... You know, everybody else's tournaments.
And then you do the stupid stage turn with you guys building fucking shibby all the fucking...
Well, it's no good to build if you don't maneuver.
That's what she said.
She never, ever...
I believe she did.
That. She always says that. Chill.
I don't like that. Who's got this shirt, and it says, that's what, and it's in quotation marks, and then, you know, they put like whoever the quote is at the bottom. Mm-hmm. It's she is at the bottom. That's what. She.
That's clever.
I get it.
It's funny. That cerebral humor.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Always get after 4 years.
And they dropped off over there.
Okay, staring at it the whole time.
Okay, Japan is done.
Hmm. Who the fuck is she?
Girl.
Italy.
Italy. UK. Isn't it the UK?
I hope so.
Oh, no, UK. Sorry, yeah. Of course.
Waiting all this time.
Good.
Dirty, too.
Right. I have, I think,
I'm
a
dirty.
Bit of cash here.
My
30,
wife
40,
is dirty, too.
48. Nice.
48.
Nicer.
I like spending
money.
Yeah, yeah, as we go on in the day, I forget.
We're
going to
take three tanks?
Tweet away, old Tweety bird.
Tweet suffers.
Tanks will come next.
Tanks
will come next. Tanks, French endo, $5. Rickety bam.
We're spending 48?
I'm spending 48. I'm going to try and spend 48.
You've got two factories.
I do have two factories.
I've got 49.
So 10, that's $42. I should go for Australia.
I'm going to need it because I'm going to have to pay off some damage soon, I think.
So,
I hope I shoot a bomber down. I see three bombers
you
coming
let the
my
States
way.
Do the bombing, huh?
Or three Red Sox.
You do have a bomber.
I've got $39 here.
Babe.
You're not ready for Navy yet.
I got you, babe.
If I bring that here, right?
What's he got down there?
Two cruisers? Is that a troop ship?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, so
it's not.
You possibly where's Germany's
it's
air force?
It's a destroyer.
So you could drop a navy. I threw that
put
sub
it here.
Out there,
put
just
it
in case
here,
you
right?
want to. Yeah, you could put it there too.
Oh, I see. You got your sub there.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
I just put it there because I couldn't reach.
But the Americans can come and reinforce.
Nice,
right?
Yeah.
And I can put an aircraft carrier up there and put two planes on it right away.
Whoa! Now you're getting crazy.
Now you're docking. And then go transports later.
And then go transports later, yeah.
I forgot to do the post Germany's turn.
Fighting Irish first.
Outstanding performance. All right.
So, a aircraft carrier is 14.
Cheeky.
So there's, that's 13, but I have an extra dollar here.
Cheeky.
So late. Leaves me 20. It's going to be on Navy, though.
$5 for development? Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet, but...
Yeah, you don't want to do a lap around the garage.
No, just yet.
What do you need, Muggsy?
Everything.
Oh! What do you want?
What don't I need?
Please tell me.
What time is it? It's almost 4.
Isaac, what do you want?
Beginning of next episode, I'll start cooking.
Oh, tanks are six in this one, eh?
Yeah,
son
six
of a
bucks.
Nutcracker.
Blue it is.
That's funny. I have a when we start playing global because in global there's six, right? Is it global that there's six? Yeah.
What the tanks?
Yeah.
There's
so
six bucks.
My buddy who I always play with.
Well, there's six.
Every single time he came to his buy round and he was buying tanks, he would count them as five. Like every fucking time, it was so annoying. Yeah. So I made him a shirt that said on the back, "How much do tanks cost now? Five." No, six! God damn it!
We did that for three rounds one game, and we're like, oh my god, I've been buying $5 fucking tanks.
Yeah.
So I started peeling infantry off of the fucking board. I'm like, I couldn't afford to get all these guys, so here you go, I'm going to take them off. What the fuck are you going to do at that point after three rounds of buying fucking...
Why change it? And why change it by one? Like,
you know what? They should just move it
back down
to...
Because they went from three and two to three and three but five
like
bucks.
Like, when you're playing 42...
$5 for three and three.
Yeah.
The only game.
If you want them to be $5, but see, I think it'd be easier to introduce new pieces with
the
$6 tank.
Exactly. $15.
I got a bunch of these self-propelled artillery,
super
right?
Super tanks.
Yep.
And we charge $5 for them.
That's different. That's
they
a development.
Two, and they're
you
two
put
and
money
two,
into
right?
it. You put energy towards getting that.
Up.
And there's
and
still
the Russians
$5.
Are fucking beautiful. I got some Katyushas that are fucking great.
Nice.
We don't use tank destroyers or anything like that. That's the thing with that total
the tanks
war game.
Always attack.
Yeah,
so many
different
units,
and you got
And
tank medium tank, light tank, heavy tanks.
Yeah. And if you got a tank destroyer, it's like a first strike with the subs.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. But
tank destroyer gets
isn't
the fire
it more
first? Mm-hmm. If any tanks,
isn't it
are
stronger?
Got better range,
better
camouflage.
So that's why I think it's defense and it's attack.
I don't know. It doesn't really move very fast.
No. The grenade takes it out.
And if you're going...
A grenade will take
the
friggin' track off of it. A bazooka will fire the engine. And
the thing is...
You guys are all secretive. They're like behind.
When you're getting in...
That's what I'm buying and there's nothing you can do about it.
The vaporizer looks like a fucking juice box.
I know.
He's sipping on it. I'm like, getting into...
I'm going to put a big bird on
it. You should design it as a juice box. Walk right through Cannabis Wonderland. Cannabis Wonderland.
Have you ever seen the one... Have you ever seen the 1 liter Fairly... Fairly, F-A-I-R-L-E-E, Fairly Juice. They got the 1 liter juice boxes.
Oh, yeah.
You need a Slurpee straw. It's like the adult juice box. Imagine putting that in your lunch pail.
Good drinkers gotta love that shit.
Yeah, no kidding.
Our move was the big gulp. We'd go to the liquor store on Ferry Street. 16 years old, they never fucking carded me. I looked like a fucking 25-year-old. Go in, get
same
a fucking...
Beard. Same beard. Had a little more color in it.
My life was more brown back then. We'd get a fucking Mickey, a 5-star. Go to the
the good stuff.
Yeah. Or we'd get Southern Comfort
five
or whatever.
Yeah.
Go get
had
two big gulps and fucking split
yeah,
the Mickey
up
into the big gulps and just cruise around the skyline and fuck around playing video games, power
nobody
puke in
would
the
know
bathroom.
Power puke in the bathroom, keep going.
That's awesome.
I fucking open up the bathroom door. I'm like, what's taking you so long? He was just starting, you know, the power puke is like a fucking stream straight up.
Oh, yeah.
I look, my buddy's like, purple. Because we were drinking Barbarian Cooler.
Oh, I remember that shit. It was strong, came in a big 2-liter bottle. I projectile hurled on a couple of those.
That stuff and slow gin the week afterwards swore me off of any sweet alcohol ever. I can't drink wine.
Mine was
I can't
Moody
drink
Blue.
Wine coolers. I puked up fucking spaghetti dinner in that bowling alley on Ferry Street. I just looked down, it was this purple fucking pile of spaghetti, and I'm like, I'm going to stick with whiskey from
good
now
sign.
I can't drink wine ever
speaking
since then.
Where's the snort?
You got Gibraltar.
The snort?
Oh,
there's man there. He grabbed Gibraltar. He gets points for that. It would be really nice to get that.
Right
back
there by your right hand.
I don't even have a trip shipment.
We got one.
States might be able to get that.
Yeah.
Oh, you got your rock over there.
Just something to think about because it gives them money.
This is really my only fight.
I'll take a wee snort.
Yeah, you don't need to go this way anymore.
Just like that? Anybody else for a
smart? Anybody for some
be victorious in all that you do.
Oh,
no,
thanks. No. Oh, no thanks, Doug.
You're Irish, you don't drink whiskey.
Oh, I do.
Oh.
I just, not at the moment.
I see.
Maybe you shouldn't brush some Irish whiskey.
Well,
some Bushmills.
I try to buy...
I love these glasses.
You
can tell me.
Yeah, but that's not even whiskey.
Glasses.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Bushmills not even whiskey.
What are you talking about?
It's gross. Isn't it Scotch whiskey?
Bushmills is Irish whiskey.
It's Irish whiskey?
Yeah,
what am I thinking
of?
Oh, I'm thinking Black Label. Black Label and Red Label.
Oh, that's Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker.
Yeah,
that's a blended scotch. Yeah.
Anything.
Anything with scotch, even his whiskey scotch.
Man, you got to try the
He's had a lot of good whiskey or scotch. Lagavulin.
Fucking smoky. It's like fucking.
What about that?
Like drinking a cigar. That's what fucking Lafroy is.
Yeah, I'll bring the next time. I got some Old Man, and I got Lafroy.
McEachern's.
Lagavulin.
Never had Lagavulin.
Glenmorangie.
The best scotch I ever had. It was pretty expensive, but 18-year-old Highland Park. Fucking beautiful. $120 I think it's $150
Now. One day you will.
No, I don't think
if you like whiskey, one day you'll like scotch.
You think so?
I didn't like scotch until I was maybe 37, 38. You know?
10 years.
The best cheap scotch
I can practice.
Grant's.
Yes.
It's fucking doesn't cost much more than CC.
What, Grant's? We had that one night. That was not bad.
I like JMB's too. It's like a bourbon scotch mix.
Yeah, JMB's. You know what the best bourbon that I've ever had is? Maker's Mark.
Yeah, that's
Father's Day and my birthday.
That's pretty new. Like it used to be, we used to not be able to get real bourbon. And I used to go down to the States and buy that Jim Beam Green Label. Yeah,
you can
or
get
the
something
Jack
similar
Green
at
Label.
The Canadian Tire Gas Bar. Just fucking fill up your jerry can. Fucking Jesus.
It's never very good. But real bourbon's hard to find.
Do you like Jack?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a mash.
Sweet.
Though.
We're going here, you German and Italian bastards.
Sweet.
I've got two
sweeter.
Twos and a three.
Tennessee whiskey.
It's a sour.
Going back in Egypt.
Good luck, Doug.
Back in Egypt.
We don't have much there.
Back in the
Oh, two twos for. Oh, you got three as well.
Yeah, I got the promotion, right? Two twos and a three. Yeah. So two twos.
Hey, are you ever going to wear that shirt? Because if you're not, give it back.
Give it back.
French guys. French.
Are you?
French really? Bail. What a surprise.
Well, give it back to me and I'll get you something you like.
We call the French Army and Global the official timekeeper of World War II.
Anything. Wildflowers would be a nice brown shirt.
Mists.
Yeah. I don't wear brown often. I like brown. I like green.
That was one of the nicest things about 14.
Yep.
The French kicking ass.
Fuck.
You gotta understand what it's like to be French. For fucking 400 years, everybody's been trying to fucking invade them.
Well,
World War II rolls around and they're like, fuck this.
That's right.
Just fucking surrendered.
You know what? Even Hitler liked the French because he never did lay down Paris. He left Paris just as it was. He crushed the rest of the city.
Are you expounding the merits of Adolf Hitler?
Sorry.
No, I'm just saying that don't you think it's weird that even
he wasn't bad.
You're defending a murderer of 10 million people.
I'm just saying. Don't you think it's weird that he would not?
Everyone appreciates the French, except the Americans. Americans are dicks.
Yeah, but that's stupid. That's the oldest allies in the world.
Americans and the French were so allied, you know?
Yeah, they're allies.
The First World War, too.
They are. They're allies. They're one of the oldest
allies.
Yeah, but
now, see, the French didn't fucking go into Iraq with them, which was a fucking unholy war. And Americans are like, we're changing the name of French fries.
Freedom fries.
They're freedom fries.
You fucking bullheads. Yes. Every year we go to Normandy.
Bombing run on Germany.
And then they decided, well, we're not going to go to Normandy now because we're being dicks and not going into Iraq. Fuck you. How do you feel about that decision now?
Three.
Now that you found out that fucking Bush is a cocksucker and Cheney fucking spent billions of dollars and thousands of lives to take a fucking country that fucking didn't do nothing.
Here, I'll lift it for you.
All right. That's the coalition of
factory
destruction.
Yeah, the coalition
of
willing.
Oh.
They call malicious compliance.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's about it.
Fucking lay off of France, America.
Fuck the French.
Okay. Non-combat movements.
Actually,
France
Chris Rock does a little bit on that when they're doing the freedom fries.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
He's like,
the
I don't
French
know what's up with the French. He's like, everybody's walking around going, fuck the French. Fuck the French. And he gets all really excited. Fuck the French. He's like, I don't know. Hey, hold on. It started to sound like you got a little German on it, don't you think?
A little German tinge in that fucking boy's ears. No, look, France is the conscience of Europe, and people need to fucking lay off. Do you want me to do it the way you do it? Just fucking throw them.
Yep, that's good. 21.
21? You going to Cuba?
Argentina, mate. They got hot women there.
I'd like to go to Cuba. And while we're on the topic of lay off, America, fucking give Cuba a break. Jesus. If they're a little closer, they could pick up Wi-Fi from the States. That's how you're going to win that war. Blue jeans and Playboys.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
What's that, down to Sydney for a Foster?
Yeah, just
or a VB.
Just kind of making them hidden, you know, so nobody knows.
They don't even drink
keeping a low profile over there.
Yeah,
it's part of the propaganda war.
VB.
Same with
Yeah, they're probably going to be.
Stella Artois.
Hey, do you want me to put these in Karelia?
Is it Belgium?
Oh, no, because then you'll lose your bonus, right?
Stella Artois.
Yeah, just hang on. Oh, those are going on your period.
But I think it's that's right. Belgium. Oh.
Well, they fucking assault you in England calling you a Stella.
Got anything left?
That's Australia.
Australia.
Yeah. Stella means girl. Or
what about here?
Sheila.
Oh, Sheila, you're right. Yeah.
That's a sissy.
Well, here. No, I think it's.
Right here. Before you start laying
Mary around here.
Are you moving one to block or?
Nancy. Mary. No.
You're not moving anything into there.
No, because I wanted to take it so that I can.
When you take it, there's
so
a
when I take it back, I know what's up there. Yeah. Well, I'm sacrificing.
Okay, just thought I'd throw that out there.
Sacrificial.
I'm still going to collect for it, so.
Yeah.
Okay, unpaid commercial break. Matt.
Yes.
You're a history guy, right? You like history?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Dan Carlin's Hardcore History?
No.
Holy fuck. It is the greatest podcast on the internet.
Okay, I gotta
check it out.
Dan Carlin?
Dan Carlin.
Is it related to...
No.
George?
George Fuckface?
No. George Fuckface. You mean the greatest comedian of all time, next to Bill Cosby? Yes.
Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby's the greatest clean comedian of all time.
Yes.
No, I would say Tim Conway. Even Bill
gets...
Tim Conway's got nothing on Bill Cosby. Nothing. You listen
to
Russell, my brother with whom I slept. Greatest comedy album. Clean comedy album.
I've
of all
listened
time.
To that. We had that on vinyl.
You talking
you
clean?
Can tell I play with cheaters, right?
Fucking amazing.
We, you know, we
Tim Conway has no dirtiness at all. In
he's clean, but he's no Bill Cosby.
Yeah, but Mr. Tudball and Dorf, come on.
Dorf is a little.
We're talking I'm not clean. Talking that. I'm talking Carol Burnett stuff.
Yeah, he did
it's funny.
The old man.
You know what? It's funny you mentioned that because I was for some reason I was thinking about the Carol Burnett show on my way here.
That was such a funny show.
Because the theme song was stuck in my head.
Yeah, with the little tug on the ear.
Yeah.
We used to watch that on Thinking Sunday.
Yeah.
Every Sunday on CBC or whatever it was.
Yeah, and it was on when I came home from school or right before dinner or something like that.
A great show.
Yeah.
Tim Conway was
Sunday
so
was awesome.
Funny.
We'd watch.
What's his name? Couldn't even work with him.
Who?
Richard or
Harvey Korman?
Harvey Korman.
They crack up during the show.
The dental, the dentist in the dentist when he. That's
hilarious. I'm gonna get the Gibraltar.
That was a fucking great show.
Oh, I
he was
that.
So funny. But you know what? Bill Cosby is
no
really good.
And I'm down.
That's back when you could just about watch everything on TV. Now.
Six. Oh, they're hurting down. 10.
Bill Cosby, I think off the same album
Should be straight,
you're
man.
Talking
down
about.
Down 9 here.
Start at 41, you should be at 42.
11?
11.
You're down $11.
And up nothing, right? So that's 32. That's where I am.
Did you ever hear the one where where God tells Bill Cosby to build an ark?
God?
Yeah.
I would like...
I want it 70 cubits by 30 cubits. By 120
cubits.
What's an alien arc? And then he's got the voom, voom, voom.
Yeah, that was a great album. The snowball story is on that same album where he put that snowball in the freezer to hit that guy in the eye with a rock inside of it.
Yeah.
And on the hottest day in July, he took it out of the freezer.
Hang on, guys, you got to redo your whole turn. I didn't place my units for Japan.
What?
I didn't place my units for Japan.
You know,
all over
officially
again.
In the rules, it says that you can place them next turn.
You don't lose them.
At the beginning of next turn?
Yeah. Well, no. In the place you would place.
Well, we're drunk and now we're...
That's we're playing on the computer.
I fucked up both Japanese turns.
Yeah, you're on a roll,
man,
tonight.
Stop fucking it up.
You're making me look good. Just keep it up.
32. Don't fuck it up over there.
What's going on over there?
Look at all the Captain Britons in India. I gotta start making a fucking offensive move.
So Captain Britain in North America was called Captain Britain, but in England he was called Captain Marvel.
Nope, Captain Marvel's
is
a different character
is
altogether.
Different?
Alan Moore wrote Captain Marvel in the States.
Okay.
There's a big fucking Todd McFarlane's in on it. He's trying to get the rights to it. I don't know if it's been settled or not. I don't pay much attention to it. I read the original Alan Moore stories, and they were pretty good. It's kind of a dystopian take on it. Like, mm-hmm. I love comics, dystopian comics that say, this is what it would really be like if superheroes were around. If you were all powerful, you'd be fucking banging whores like until they die and doing whatever the fuck you want. You know, like, there's a comic
until
called
they
The
die
Boys.
And you don't gotta pay them.
And there's a CIA group
need money anyway.
That's charged with keeping them in check, the superheroes.
You just go and take whatever you want.
The superheroes, they have this fucking meeting in the fucking South Pacific called Orgasmatron or something like that, where they all go down, they get these fucking whores, and they're just banging whores and banging, you know, fucking everything.
Is this a porno? What are you talking about?
No, it's a comic book. And the boys are a group of CIA guys that are fucking juiced up a little bit, and they fucking take them down when they gotta be taken down, right? Oh, fucking screw.
Whose turn is it?
It's at least definitely not a Marvel series.
No, it's written by Garth Ennis. And Derek Robertson did the art for most of it. And just fucking, it's really cool. A little over the edge, but,
yeah.
But good. That kind of stuff, like Watchmen.
Yeah, like
not Watchmen. As good as Watchmen. I mean, Alan Moore is the best.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Frank Miller, but Garth Ennis is doing some good stuff.
Fuck, you did good there in Egypt.
Huh? Those guys are getting old, too.
Did right? you get your city
Alan
back?
Alan Moore does a lot of independent stuff. He won't work for big companies anymore. And Miller, I haven't seen Miller do any. He's more in the
because
movies now.
Because now, we have...
He directed The Spirit. That was a fucking
yeah,
good movie.
That was good.
9, 10, 11. We have the same one.
First movie I think he did was RoboCop 2 as a director. He was pretty good.
Yeah,
not a Hallmark,
that
but it was
one
of his first things, and it was pretty good. And Sin City. Fuck. They've been talking.
That's Frank Miller, though, right?
Yeah, he wrote it, and I don't know if he directed it or Robert Rodriguez directed it, but I think Robert Rodriguez directed it, but Miller was
right.
a consultant.
Yeah.
What a great, and they've been talking
and
about part two.
Was good too.
Yeah. Yeah. Did Miller do 300?
Yeah, Miller did 300.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's got that style where he likes to, it's very stylistic, like with The Spirit. Black backgrounds with just a couple of colors
yep.
on the screen, you know? And,
I like it. It's very...
It's like this.
It accents the story.
The artist
right?
that did this. People look at it and go, oh, that's Sailor Moon, or it's a fucking anime thing. But this was... no, I can't fucking think of his name.
The artist?
He does Uncanny X-Men right now.
The Canadian guy?
Chris Bocciolo.
Chris Bocciolo, okay.
I don't know where he's from, but he's got an anime tinge on his stylistic, like Scotty Young and Bill Sienkiewicz. I like that fucking stylistic stuff. I like
yeah.
the clean stuff, too. Like,
you do real cel-shaded stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
This guy, he does X-Factor. He was at Leonard Kirk. He was at the Comic-Con here in Niagara Falls. He does X-Factor. His is more of a clean...
When was that?
Two weekends ago.
So it's already game.
Yeah.
That was a good turnout.
This is going to be back there, a little smaller. This is going to be an X-Men arm. I'm going to get the whole fucking sleeve done with X-Men. I fucking love the X-Men.
Yeah, me too.
What are you doing here? You trying to fucking hide?
There's this girl that my brother knows is huge into Marvel and shit like that. And on her wrist, she's got half a Nightcrawler.
Mm-hmm.
With smoke and then on the elbow is the other half of them with the smoke.
Cool. That's perfect. Yeah, Greg is going through.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about for Wolverine instead of getting a Wolverine face or tattoo,
mm-hmm.
getting three fucking stab marks here and then coming out the other
coming
side.
Coming out the other
yeah.
side, the blades. That would be cool.
And I'm between them, just to fill in the holes.
Maybe running
DNA strands all going through, like
maybe running down the arm. Because that way, it won't look like they're curved going
You know what
around.
Would be really fucking cool? If I could get somebody to do it right, have, like, my flesh torn off where you can see the fucking metal bone inside with the claws
like,
inside
yeah,
the fucking
tumor. Like cable. Like a cable.
Yeah.
Running. Yeah, that would be cool.
All
so,
right.
If you're an X-Men guy, did you ever read Alpha Flight?
A little bit.
I love that book. That's it. There's a lot of X-Men lore shit.
Right?
Yeah. Well, there's Wolverine's got an
infinite
arc big
going from
them, yeah.
Balkans over to Egypt. The fighter coming
Puck.
From Balkans to
Puck
Egypt.
Puck is my favorite.
Two offshore
yeah.
barrage.
Yeah. Yeah, as a little
one
person.
One cruiser from 13 going up to 10 or 9 to attack cruiser or destroyer.
Wow.
Start with that one.
What's going on? Why don't you attack?
I guess I'll roll for that one. Eh?
What?
Oh, you're at home. You can't reach.
Okay.
Where?
The
aircraft carrying the battleship.
Well, you can't. There's two cruisers here. We're not going to attack that with them.
Yeah, no, I thought your fighters were in France. I thought they could reach, but they can't.
And my tiny nipples Germany. Went to France.
Oh, you're doing Italy. I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right. C zone 9. Cruiser against destroyer. I'm scared of the box.
Missed.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, and then mosey on over into the med. I got a cruiser offshore barrage and a 3.
That cruiser's gone.
And a 4 battleship hit.
Yeah. Where are you? What are you doing?
Right here in Egypt.
That's not my role.
Oh. One offshore barrage hits.
Oh, you're attacking.
Yep. One offshore barrage hits. I got 2 2s and a 3. 2 2s. Hit. Oh, hit.
Oh, nice.
Dead.
Oh, fuck.
Dead.
I
got
a 3 2. 3.
Ass dead.
Hits.
Don't hit the 2 first. Don't hit
Come
two.
On.
Oh, you should have. You would have rolled them backwards. All right. Run down the bitch. And take off the DJ.
Take a city.
It's all Rental. According to plan, Ray.
Yep.
Fighter non-coms.
I'm not liking that India. I haven't seen a it's fucking stacked India in a long time.
Who cares? They'd already lost it.
What's up?
I said we took a little pressure off Russia by doing that. And
that's
who
okay.
Who cares? Because
yeah.
They already lost it. Right?
And it's really...
It keeps them out of the factory
yeah.
While we build up
yes. Yes.
And these 2 tanks.
Now, do you have, I have, like, a major purchase here. Do you need any of this over here for...
I can dump it all in Navy over there.
Wow.
But we need, you need buffers for that Navy.
Yeah,
how much
is done. Twitter. Replacing.
I can get one.
You can get one.
Cruiser to replace.
You know what, I should buy an artillery just for that. So
sure, yeah.
Why not? Why not do that?
3 uni
So
bags.
I'll get sub of 6 and we save a buck. Right?
Yep.
And 4 is the artillery. You know what? I see why you were talking about you play the States only, because really I feel like I've got everybody over here now. Most of the action's over
yeah.
here.
I like to put the naval pressure on Japan, because they don't have the money to do both the land war in Asia and
until
and
you start getting transports over there.
To, you know, if he even threatens the States, you throw down a stack of them and we're good. So.
Yeah.
Right. Plus, he doesn't even have to play that game. He can do that part. Just throw down a bunch of infantry, save the Navy he's got to whittle, because you're so far
but then
away.
But then you'll lose the islands. You'll lose the Japanese
yeah,
islands.
You will lose the
yeah,
islands.
That's a good chunk of dough.
You will lose, yeah, the British. $9.
What'd you get for Egypt?
What?
$2.
I gotta mark that up.
What'd you get, what are you collecting for Italy?
I didn't even collect it. I didn't even collect it last
I don't think I care for that Sapporo.
Well, like, you know what I like to make Sapporo for me is a little bit of lime. Squeeze
how much
it all
money
in.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right?
It's $30.
It's a pills,
I didn't collect the
rice 30. Did you not spend? Because
I didn't spend.
It's basically Budweiser.
10.
With a
I didn't collect
take another $2. Yeah. Fucking collect for Egypt last time. Or did Germany take Egypt?
No. I walked in specifically with Italy because
right.
I took Gibraltar and Egypt at the same time. So, let's see.
What are you collecting now?
All I've purchased, I don't think I'm moving yet.
I got that
so
one.
So I'm basically done here. I can move these guys if you want to figure out what you want to do with those, I guess. Or... got a transport. It was digging the way.
For some reason, my
fucking
program is not offering
Germany
up
just
this.
Went
Italy
down.
Just
no, no,
went.
Anymore.
Italy just went.
Italy is done.
So the States.
Yep, America, go.
I don't know. Yeah, do your bombing run, right? There is a transport out there you might want to consider.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's like one transport would be easy to come here. Just
it won't be
do you think that's a gamble?
3 on a 3?
3 on a 3? It's a gamble. It is a gamble, but it'll pay off like crazy if you do.
Yeah, it's worth taking, I think.
Or
he's trying to get him to get the bombers away from the fucking bombing of Germany. He's not even biking.
1, 2, yeah, you could go
develop rockets.
Yeah, you could do that, I guess.
Not rockets.
Yeah, but I'm gonna hit them there.
Can you use that plane anywhere else
expert.
Next round?
Because
you may as well consider it gone.
Well, my other, yeah. Well, I'm not if I get it to Britain.
No, but I'm saying, let's just pretend it's gone. Is there something else that's more important that you would rather do?
I'm thinking about taking it to Brazil with a man and a tank.
Oh, yeah, radar.
Or a man and an artillery gun. 1, 2, 3. And then the next turn, I go to Africa.
Oh, I
do
see.
It,
Yeah, you could still take those dudes down to Brazil.
Yeah, I think this is more important right now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And you know what? If you do miss it, I can take a shot at it with Russia.
I think that'll work right now.
If I'm going to do it, it's going
to sink it.
We're going to have to crunch.
And I don't see how that. Well, it does help because then it's only two moves. Because
if you don't do that, then I'm just going to sneak myself down to 12.
Germany's going to hold the cock this time.
Or no, he's going
to
have
me
up here.
Oh, he does have
me. So if you had a factory in
Egypt. Oh, yeah, it is. It's just a bunch of ones.
We need two.
Two ones, four twos, two threes.
Okay. Any other American?
And you're going to have at least five infantry left, I think.
Five infantry.
I got nothing over here. It's a non-cop.
I got hit like crazy the first round. He's got four.
I do have China, though.
A couple of different ones.
I'm thinking I'll have five units left. Three infantry and artillery.
Bomber and your fighters, can you reach?
Fighters, yeah, I put them in position to reach. But those back guys are going to fucking shoot at me.
Who cares? You got three?
Plus, they're going to be farther away from the Navy for right now.
Yeah, you can bring everything.
Yeah,
I almost want to have them in North
Europe, right?
Yeah. Don't people bring the planes, right? And that would take it away from you.
Transports and
you should buy infantry with Germany.
Can I do it next round when I'm bigger?
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely buying
and then
bunch of land
of subs behind.
No, no fighter. I bought. I'm almost back to what I started with. I have three fighters and a bomber. Figure I'm going to lose a fighter.
I don't have anything over.
I'll figure I lose one aircraft.
Oh, except these guys.
And perfect.
Yeah.
Well, we got China. Yeah, you got to do China's turn first.
China's collecting one, two, three, four, two guys.
The nice thing right now is I've done nothing but go south and just taken the cock in Ukraine. And if I can get to Moscow with that,
yeah,
he's got lots of money then still.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
You get two infantry with China this round.
China. We still haven't killed it.
Wow.
All right, that's all I got for China. Let's do it. Two ones and a three.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, three twos in a row.
Since I got here. This is ridiculous. Yeah, we're going down or smell us.
Oh, fuck.
Junk?
Yeah, you know what? Today's not a good day for the downer. I'm sweating.
It's a great day.
Too much sun, the office downer.
You know what we got to do?
Sweat's running downer.
Yeah.
It started out downer.
Japs down to Matt.
Yeah. For lunch.
You know what the good thing about Sunday afternoon?
We'll go for the buffet.
Oh, no, just one. Japs down one.
Tater tots. Titties and tater tots don't mix.
The Americans?
Nobody.
The good thing about China.
Okay.
All right. The good thing about the sundowner on a Sunday afternoon is all the wily veterans are working there.
Oh, yeah.
They work for the money. The girls at night, they got no. You, go, let's go. The afternoon girls are like, they just like got to fucking work you.
Yeah.
And then there's still.
And the women, the ones at nighttime show too, that's why I'm so rude to them.
Yeah. They're all, you probably recognize them, they're all from Toronto. They come down here from the weekend.
Well, they're actually all from Lithuania and
Romania.
Ukraine.
Well, yeah, but they work
a lot
in Toronto during the week and they come down here for the weekend.
Europeans.
That's what I was telling Ray the other day. I'm like, look, I'm not a fucking strip club guy.
Don't do your non-combat yet.
When I first started driving taxis.
China's done.
Over here, right? Okay, China's done?
Yeah.
Let's try the 3-on-3.
Okay. When I first started driving cab, I'm like, all right, fucking strippers. We're going to be driving strippers home. This is awesome. After the first week, and they start talking to each other in the fucking backseat of the car, and they start fucking begging for fucking half-price cabs.
Nope. Totally change.
Yeah.
They're fucking shit.
I know.
They're the worst fucking human beings on the planet.
Oh, yes.
They go in, they make $400. Can you get me down to Queen Street
for
$5?
Fucking eat it back on the way, and I'll do it for $5.
Yeah, because they're still trying to work their shit.
They're the worst humans
ever. They're
still
trying to work their magic.
Bombing around Germany.
Look at that cruiser.
Two bombers.
Just
that's
outstanding.
Where? Fucking kill one. That's as almost as far away as you could possibly get. You rolled a five and a six.
Six.
Listeners.
Six in total? That's not bad.
Six in total.
I need another
six in total.
Six bombs. This guy loves grabbing the ship.
Loves
fucking damage.
Look at him.
I do the math
I'll
in my head.
I'll get that damage.
I can add five and subtract one in my head.
So I was telling Ray, I'm like, look, I don't fucking really like strippers. And I'm not really keen on fucking you taking off and me having to fucking go out there by myself with Matt.
You know what? I'm not keen on strippers either. I've had enough of them. You know what
but
I mean?
You know
it's
what?
Like,
it's better if there's a bunch of you and you fucking just enjoy yourself having
fun.
A beer and looking at titties. But.
Well, it worked out bad. It was a misunderstanding. And I would be fun for all of us to go there. And I still owe you a picture. I'm not going to back out.
But today we'd have more fun going to the comedy show. Right. I really think
so. But my point is, I says, look, I don't fucking really like these people. They're fucking horrible humans. But if a fucking, if a whole fucking Russian girl comes up behind me with the right accent, I'm going to fucking melt.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll just be throwing money at her like Quagmire.
Make it rain.
Are those dead Japanese guys?
Fucking love rain? Russian girls.
All right.
Have you ever seen the
any waitress? Russian girls out there?
You ever seen the waitress that works at Ivan's?
Fifth Avenue, Niagara Falls.
Have you ever seen the waitress that works at Ivan's, Russian?
I've never been to Ivan's. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's a... Wait a minute here. There's a Russian girl working at a place called Ivan's?
Hold the phone.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Does back Ivan up. Know he's perpetuating these stereotypes?
Ivan has actually sold the bar and he's a cab driver. Oh.
There you go. He's a cab bag. What is this cab bag? Cab driver scumbag.
Oh, yeah. I had a guy from
Europe. Our cultural differences.
We had a fucking download in Moscow. I was looking at Google fucking analytics. Yeah, fuck this.
See?
Dude, you're listening to Moscow right now. And you got a hot sister. Fifth Avenue.
Maybe a mom. Maybe a mom.
Has she ever been to Niagara Falls?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for listening. And second of all, fucking A, man, I love Russia. But what was I saying? You were saying something, and then I started saying something. Rewind.
Fuck Viking.
We're not live. What the fuck were you just saying?
All sorts of
shit. Yeah. Guy from Europe. I got my profile on the thing. There's a picture of me when I had my long beard. And I said, Red Sox loving fucking
the scumbag.
Scumbag cab driver. And the guy's like, hey, listen to your podcast. Like it. What's a scumbag cab driver? It was all one word, right?
The asking was so funny.
Scumbag
it was like,
cabbie,
our cultural differences, you know, don't allow us to understand everything we're saying. What is a scumbag?
Yeah, scumbag cabbie isn't translating in Google properly. What is that? Well, basically the worst job ever.
I don't know.
Makes you hate strippers, which is fucking terrible.
Did you catch on to the
all on my own without ever having to drive any of them in a car?
I did have this one French girl. Well, she's from Montreal, but she's Portuguese, and she wasn't one. She didn't have a fucking pimp. She didn't have a fucking drug habit. Yeah.
Where did she work?
Downer. She took a cab from Mississauga to Niagara Falls every day, and I took her back.
$100
Well, 5 days a week.
Well, you figure they make
so
$400
in a month. $200 She's making
back then
more than
probably
$400.
$700
She's making or spending $200 to get to work and back.
Wow.
And still, it's worthwhile still for her. Work. You know, like.
Why wouldn't she just?
But she's a smart kid. She wasn't one of these fucking dummies.
She does know they rent cars,
fill her
right?
veins.
Yeah.
She was under 25. Once she turned 25, she bought her own car and got insurance and all that shit. And
because the girls were making $700 to $900 a night back then.
Uh-huh.
That's disgusting.
Not anymore. I haven't seen her in a while.
That would be when I was working full-time electrician. They're making in a week what I would make in a month, pretty much. No, they would be making more because I'd make $3,000 in a month. $2,800 and change. So within a week, they're making $5,000.
Yep. They're making $1,800 well, in three days. Yeah, 4 days.
Susie, if you're listening,
we want you back, Sue.
I'm single, darling, and I need a sugar mama.
I gotta get me one of those.
Yeah. Oh, she was great. Big eyes, fucking long legs. Oh,
go right up and make an ass of them.
Well, back then St. Catharines was $20.
Yeah.
Then it went to 22.
Well, that was when Rosie was dispatching. And I'd say, Rosie, I'm going to Grimsby.
You know how hard it was?
For $50, I'd be gone for 2 hours.
You know how hard it was to get a fucking ride, even with the underground cabs, out to Shalimar? They wanted...
You just call Central.
$40.
For Queenston?
$40. From 5-0 to get to Queenston.
That's impossible, because Niagara on the Lake's only $34.
Is this a special day or something?
Oh, you just that's
fucking Queenston.
What about if it's a van? We need it.
No, the same price as everything.
No, they charge fare and a half. It would have been 30.
Queenston,
$40.
No, that's impossible because Niagara on the Lake is 35. She looked up Shirkston.
probably. I bet you she put in Shirkston, because Shirkston's Port Cove, and that's $40.
Yeah, well,
probably 45.
What if I'm in Chippewa?
They had $5 for Chippewa, so
you're that doesn't make sense. Well, I'm closer to Port Colborne.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's right, because Port Colborne is 45. So they might have took $5 off and said $40 because you're going from Chippewa to Port Colborne.
Okay.
But Shirkston's a little short at Port Colborne. So yeah, $40.
Queenston has always been $20.
So it was $40. That's without tip, flat rate. And then I called First Choice, the one I used. They didn't have a van or somebody that sit six people. So they said they'd send out two cars. I said for the same price. They're like, no, you have to pay for double the fare, two cars. So it's $20 out there.
Should I open this?
So I said $40. He's like, yeah.
Oh, two cars, yeah, $20.
So now it was $40. It was no difference between the First Choice cab, except for the tip.
Oh, it's a dark.
So $5. Give the guy $5, $40 fare. It wasn't really even saving money. So then we're like, I hate speed, and I had the kids and stuff. So I'm like, and you know what? We did call.
That's
speed.
Correct.
And the nicest.
That's correct, man. Most we all
probably
did
cleanest chick came out with a van.
Glasses
her van
in.
Was immaculate. She was fucking awesome. She says, you know what? Take my number for when you guys want to come back. I don't give a fuck.
That's 7%.
Give me your number. Basically, it's going in your pocket.
That's strong.
Now, cause
I can't wait to drink it here.
Because she said she works, but she doesn't work all the time.
Well, that's how speedy guys make their money. They give their number out, then they don't got to go through dispatch. But they only pay $1 for dispatch jobs.
Yeah, Matt, I want
to
come out next time.
Maybe not to Shalimar from
Chicago. I don't want to wait for the subs. I want to move out.
All right, do it.
Let the subs trickle in behind or something.
Yeah, good idea.
Come on in. The water's fine.
You just placed your units.
You know, with the Navy, it's all about defending, right?
Yeah.
Get him to attack you.
Yeah, try to put some sense into this fucking guy.
And I might
just so you guys know,
you're just lucky.
I do listen to the podcast, right? So if you said anything while I was downstairs in the bathroom, that you might want to take back 6 weeks from now when
this fucking guy,
goes
he's
up.
An asshole.
Yeah. No, we would never do that, Matt. You'd be gone
That's
by
okay,
now.
That's okay, Matt. I know the editor.
Yeah. Just say that.
Can you give me the lost tapes? The what was on the cutting room floor?
I tried to delete
the lost tapes. You should come up with that. Do a lost tape. Please do not be.
It'd just be a bunch of gibberish in this.
Yeah, I fucking did that again. You and I are something. You and I left the garage or something, or you were here, but you weren't saying nothing. And he was fucking drumming for about fucking 2-3 minutes. And after the fucking bugle at the end. All the stuff
the
I edited of. Yeah, I played the fucking.
I
played
yeah.
taps going out and I played Reveille coming in. Not
right.
Reveille, but
right.
Whatever. And.
I wanted to ask you a question.
At the end of the taps, I fucking took all the fucking drumming that you did in that episode and fucking put it at the end.
And he's making money off of it.
So it's like.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember what. It was earlier,
like
maybe 20s.
All right, or.
Yeah, it was just you fucking. Drumming with your fingers
your
on the fucking
in.
Thing. Glasses in.
Glasses in?
Yeah, but I get in on there with a drum or two now and again.
And the one time.
I don't know if it's me or him.
The one time I was freaking out about the fucking. Ray, you coughing towards the fucking microphone.
That was the day I couldn't clear my throat.
That went day, every fucking day.
All angry.
So I fucking cut all the coughs out. And I saved them in a long fucking thing, and I put them in after the video, and it's like.
Are they on there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know what
it's a Trappist beer, so there's probably some fruit in it.
Well, I've got a lot of painting to do, and now that I'm online, I'm going to listen to us while I paint.
Probably get full glasses.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a big bottle. It's like a small bottle of fucking.
It's 750.
Yeah, 750.
Is it a 750?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's bigger. Close.
750. Four
stroke. Like at least a liter.
It's
755.
765. You're right.
Well, 765?
765.
Shit. Well, I'm going to have an extra flavor in my next beer.
Oh, wow. That's full-bodied.
All right, gentlemen.
Cheers.
To an Allied victory this afternoon.
Hey.
I will not cheers to that. He throws it in as we're cheersing. Like, hey, I take my cheers back.
Here's to you.
They clink.
Suck in my dick.
They clinked. I heard them.
You gotta add that part just as he said.
Yeah.
Here's to you, Clink.
Suck
in mind.
The Tom Green, isn't it?
That's from Fort Fairline.
Ooh.
Fort Fairline.
Fucking love that.
Can I read that?
Gilbert mm-hmm. Gottfried. Oh, he was great.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking... He's something other good.
And I can stick the crackers down his throat!
Holy shit. That was hilarious.
Did you ever see Gilbert Gottfried at the Bob Saget roast?
Oh my god.
That was so hilarious. He's
that
like,
is good.
Just so everybody knows, Bob Saget did not rape and kill three prostitutes last Wednesday.
And he just repeats that over and over again.
He did not rape and kill.
I never heard Bob Saget stand up, but I heard...
You never heard his stand up?
No.
He
I heard
raunchy,
he's fucking
raunchy,
dirty.
Raunchy,
yeah. Fuck, yeah. Yeah.
And it's so funny because
he's
you know about Full House.
America's
you know,
fucking,
America's
funniest
perfect,
home videos and
yeah
Full House dad, yeah.
Perfect father from Full House.
Oh, no.
He yeah. is fucking...
He looked like Ron.
He'd just be like...
Oh, he's a degenerate. Like,
yeah.
It's comedy
fucking
style.
Cock.
This is a strange
and like,
beer.
And like... Straight forward, like, almost like, holy fuck, buddy, take a chill.
That's wow. fucking tasty.
It is good, though.
I like
yeah.
fucking
you know,
because,
like,
it's 8%,
Eddie Murphy
though, so
was, he
though.
Was bad.
It still feels like
but
there's something
still,
in it.
I, you know what,
is
I find...
There? Oh, shit.
Look at that.
It's got a burl.
That's why I thought it was a liter. I didn't know yeah. about the fucking
hey.
Hidey hole in the bottom. With American beers, they tend to be
Who's
so fucking weak and unflavorful.
Well, like making love in a canoe,
yeah.
fucking close to water.
Fucking close to water.
Is the space done?
That's why I like Sam Adams. It's got a strong
yes.
taste.
Sam
Are we
Adams.
Done? Yeah, I think we're done. America's
fucking
okay.
No,
fuck
no,
my
Rajak's
episode.
Hey, where are you going? Light a joint, run away.
Hey, chuckle like a fucking hanger.
Shut the fuck up. That corner is so hot. It's
all right.
Yeah, I know.
So
I've been,
we're done round two.
I've been in that corner.
America's fucking ready to strike.
Whew.
Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, check this.
The Brits got their navy back in the Atlantic. Italy's got Egypt. The cock is weak.
You got a weak cock. You need Viagra.
Australia's hiding in Sydney.
Necessary. We have the Philippines.
Philippines. We don't have the Philippines.
Oh, hang on. They're still collecting. And Japan is
did we make Solomon's
making grounds.
That, yeah, we got
Muggsy.
That's a 5.
So plus 10.
I'm worried about India.
You got what?
50.
What are we doing?
It's fucking shit stack, but what are you
yeah.
going to do? What are you worried about?
He abandoned Africa, so that's money for Britain, or for Germany and Italy.
Yeah, but what are you worried about?
Well, it's going to take me a lot of fucking maneuvering
55?
To get down there. I might need
saying?
To build a factory in French Indo.
Because we have plus 10 on
the. I see what you're saying. Yeah, but
yeah. Why do we have this?
French Indo's only 2.
If he comes out, he might cause some trouble
Here's
for
money.
Me. But anyway, until
next
week.
Until
next
week.
Chug a lug a poke toke, eat, sleep, repeat.
Fuck, fight, hold the light, carry out the dead. Do something. People.
Bird, turd, and dirty words.
Good day, eh?